I'm Tony Maness. Let's talk business news for Fresno and the Valley with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
One of the busiest intersections in all of Fresno, getting some major development. What's going on there?
Yeah, so we're talking about the corner of Shaw and Blackstone, the northwest corner specifically. So there's a project that's going to start this year. It's called the Vineyard Project, named after the very popular Vineyard Farmers Market that's been a staple of that particular lot for many years. First phase is going to include, it's going to start in the second quarter, and it's going to include 8,000 square feet of mixed-use buildings. So that we're talking about apartments and retail. We were given an estimate that this project's going to cost about 300 square feet to build. So doing the math, that comes out to about $2.4 million. This project has been in the work for about 6 or 7 years now, and it's become apparent in the pandemic that open-air retail, such as what you would see at the farmers market, is sort of thriving. So that was another sign of viability for this project. The Vineyard Shopping Center Phase 1, it's actually going to be facing Blackstone Avenue. It's just north of the existing Eyeglass World location. And the developer is called NEC Development Company out of Las Vegas. Phase 1 is going to be modest, 8,000 square feet. Phase 2 is going to see a lot more dramatic development. One of the things they're eyeing for that corner is a 150-room hotel. For people that are customers of the farmers market, I just want to rest assured that the farmers market's going to continue, and actually it's going to be sort of a centerpiece for this project. And we're not going to see that big high arbor that hangs over the farmers market space going anywhere, but we will see some mixed use, some residential, some retail, and a hotel there soon. So yeah, big project for a big corner of Fresno.
And this is an exciting story. Local malls bringing some good eats to the valley. What's up here?
Yeah. Malls have definitely had a hard time going with the pandemic, but a couple are bringing new restaurants here that we've never seen. One of them is Fig Garden Village, which by this April will see a new sandwich shop called Capriotti's, which is an East Coast franchise. Capriotti's has opened 18 new stores since the pandemic began, and it has plans to open more than 100 across the country. Visalia Mall, which is owned by the same company as Fig Garden, also has a new restaurant that opened around Thanksgiving called California Fish Grill. Very similar to Chipotle, you get your bowls, tacos, and plates. So focus on a healthy and responsibly sourced food, wide variety of fish. Next door to that restaurant over at Visalia Mall is California Fish Grill. Next door to that is called Urbane Cafe. They serve a variety of sandwiches and salads, and I guess their focaccia bread is really good. And that one could open as early as next month. So we spoke to a representative of both the malls, and they said what most people already know, that since people in the Central Valley like to eat out a lot. So new restaurants mean new options, and most importantly for them, it means bringing out new people to the mall.
Yep.
So bon appetit.
Always excited to have new places to eat, Gabe. Hey, have a great week, buddy.
You too, Tony.
Hey, all news that is business, you'll find that in the Business Journal. So pick up a copy or check them out online.